from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Is this Groundhog Day or Deja Vu? Are we really looking at the world through a prism darkly? I seem to remember the consternation about the establishment of an American communications facility at Northwest Cape. Australian personnel could not enter the precinct without a pass from the USA authorities. Later, this became a joint facility. I also recall that the introduction of the first digital mobile phone service was delayed for months until our intelligence services not only had the electronics but also the encryption algorithms to be able to listen in. The pretty good privacy software was banned from export from the USA, but it had already surfaced around the world, including our amateur radio packet network. At the turn of the century, it was acknowledged that the Joint Communications Facility was part of a program of signals intelligence, monitoring satellite and terrestrial communication. Fast forward to the past fortnight, and another whistleblower has released news of PRISM. The agency involved reports PRISM's success in preventing incidents. It seems that as amateurs have moved from RTTY to digital TV, the security industry might have upgraded too. The right to privacy has been a challenge to freaks and hackers, so why has the ethics of the situation become a topic of debate again? It is the same argument 10 years later on. How soon we forget. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Club. The club held its AGM on Monday the 11th of June, and at that meeting, long-term President David VK4DC announced that after some 6 years as president, he would not be nominating for the position of club president, as a new person should be in the role. As a result, and with much thanks to George VK4 X-Ray Yankee, who chaired the meeting for the election of the executive, a new club president was elected. The new management committee is Peter, VK4EA President, First Vice President Kevin, VK4UH, Second Vice President John, VK4YJV, Treasurer Ian, VK4UL, and Secretary Roger, VK4ZLQ. Also at the AGM is the awarding of the Peter Garrison Award. Peter Garrison was a past club member who died as a result of a sport diving accident some years ago. The award this year went to Stephen, VK4AWJ. Steve is an active life member of the club who's been involved in a number of activities including education coordination and the grants application assistance. Also at the meeting, club treasurer Ian, VK4UL, presented his treasurer's report covering all aspects of the financial income and expenditure of the club. He also produced graphs showing the full income and expenditure against a range of a chart of account entries. Full details can be had by any financial member of the club by application to the treasurer via the club's email address. Ian also advised there was some confusion over when the club's financial year started and ended and the membership year of the club. Ian explained that the club's financial year is from the 1st of June to the 31st of May each year, while club membership is from the 1st of July to the 30th of June each year. Steve announced that there would be another foundation license course starting on Tuesday evenings at the clubhouse. The first night of the course starts on the 25th of June from about 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and will run from 5 to 6 weeks depending on the student's progress. If you're interested in doing this course or exams, any exams that we held at the end of the course, please contact Steve direct via his email address, which is on the Q News website, or by contacting the club's secretary directly via the club's email. Well, that's it for this week. Thank God I've got the internet back. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.